Well, those of you who are irritated by my puffing and panting while I've been doing my afternoon constitutional, you can breathe a sigh of relief. It's pouring with rain out there, so there's no way I'm going for my walk. But I still wanted to record something. I had something to say, so I'm going to say it. I was at a meeting last night of an organisation called the Centre for Community Renewal. It's a local organisation which I've been involved with for quite a few years. In fact, since I came into the country. I have written about it a couple of times, I think, in my blog. You might want to look that up. But it's seen better days. Let me put it like that. Although there's some sun on the horizon. When it first started, it was very exciting. There were quite a few people involved in it. All people who were otherwise involved in other local non-profits. And the idea was that the group would provide support financially, consulting, what have you, brainstorming for small grassroots organisations and projects. And one of the best things that they did was create a mini grant program, and these were small $500 grants given to local grassroots projects and organizations where they would really make a difference, where money was not available elsewhere because of the small nature of it. For example, we had a lady approach us who wanted to make bereavement clothing for a local hospital, and items for premature babies. And she wrote to us a very detailed application with a request for something like $86. And she itemized everything, for materials and what have you. And we said to her, what could you do with $500? And it started an organization, and it grew. And she's provided thousands of items for hospitals. And so there have been projects like that. Unfortunately, the person or the couple who founded the organisation, they retired and moved, and the organisation kind of languished a little, and it almost died. But we didn't want that to happen. There were a few core members who were still determined to, get it going again, and it looks like that's happening. We were originally a non-profit, but under the umbrella of a larger organisation, the National Heritage Foundation, which has actually gone bankrupt. So we're in the position where we're having to kind of set up all that stuff again. But it's happening, which is exciting. We're soon at the stage we're going to be asking for some donations. We're going to put some donation to letter requests together, and we're going to try and find some other avenues of fundraising so that we can start these mini grants again, because they were definitely the most successful things that we did. So that's that. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about it and reading more about it soon.